we're seeing the same things that other communities are. It causes individuals to be reluctant to want to report crimes when they're victimized. It causes them to be reluctant to interact with the police and with government just because they're uncertain as to exactly what our role is. We've had meetings with the district attorney's office and the U.S. attorney's office and other folks along with our community early on last year and then throughout the year to kind of express our roles and educate them on exactly what our part in all of this is. And I think that's helped as well to educate our citizens, all of our citizens, on what exactly the Lafayette Police Department does when it comes to immigration.
And what exactly does the police department do? How does somebody's immigration status play into your role as police? So could you give us an example of if somebody interacts with the police in any way, at what point does their immigration status become an issue?
Has no impact or influence on us whatsoever. We don't ask about it. We don't worry about it. We deal with everybody equally. If they're a victim of a crime, we take their report. We investigate. If we arrest them for, say, a domestic violence, for example, where we're mandated to make an arrest, immigration status has no part in that, doesn't influence our decision one way or the other. We treat everybody in our community equally.
And one of the big issues that federal authorities are complaining about in communities like Lafayette, Boulder, Denver, is that information is not being shared with immigration enforcement. So do you ever share information when you do make an arrest? At what point is there a request even made by immigration officials to you as a police officer around this issue?
Well, when someone's arrested and goes to the jail does reporting through the Colorado Open Records Act on their end. If someone inquires about somebody here through our agency, we are bound by the Colorado Open Records Act and have to release all public information. So if any federal agency calls us and asks about someone, we share that with them. If Joe Citizen calls us and says, I would like to know about this report, it's public information. Everyone has a right to get that. So it's provided to them that way. We don't seek them out. We don't identify reports that we feel they need to have. It's all on them to inquire to us about that information. And then pursuant to the law, we release that.